Hey gorgeous, welcome to the Body Love Show, a space where we cultivate a deep appreciation for the extraordinary things our bodies do for us every day. I'm your host, Emma Paulette, and I'm passionate about helping people just like you embrace self-love and body acceptance. We'll dive into the world of yoga, self-care, and mental health, exploring ways to nurture our bodies and minds and banish those pesky body image blues. So grab your favorite cozy blanket, a warm cup of tea, and settle in for a dose of body-loving goodness. Together we'll cultivate a deeper connection with our bodies, foster self-compassion, and radiate confidence from the inside out. I hope you enjoy the show. Well, 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 if I'm not back doing a podcast again. For those who already had this podcast in your podcast feed, you might remember me. My name is Emma, and I've done a couple of different podcasts now. So I originally did the Body Love Show, and then I did a couple of seasons called The Big Bellied Yogi, and now I'm back doing the Body Love Show. And really, it's all kind of the same thing. It's all about embracing the bodies that we have and knowing that we can love our bodies, treat them lovingly, even if we don't always love the way they look or the way they behave. And I'm really excited to be able to share my thoughts and learnings on this. And I'm being a bit more compassionate towards myself with this podcast. I used to get really caught up with the idea that a podcast has to come out every week at the same time. And I've kind of realized that doesn't suit my schedule because my schedule's not that regular. So I will drop a podcast episode when I'm able to. And that's fine by me. It feels very weird to say that as a recovering perfectionist, but there we go. We're going to try. So recently, well, in 2023, I have done a Bali retreat, and I hadn't done a yoga retreat since 2019. And it was the first one that I'd ever done in Bali, and it was a massive success. And I was so excited, and I'd planned to do two retreats in 2020. And then, of course, we know what happened in 2020. So I had to cancel the retreats, and it was quite a big financial hit that I took, and it really damaged my confidence around retreats. But finally, this year, I felt like it was possible again. So I did a retreat in August. Again, it was really successful. Loved doing it. I think the participants loved it too. And I kind of realized that retreats are my thing. Like, you know, not everyone will love my retreats because, you know, you can't appeal to every single person in the world. But I am good at hosting retreats. I'm really good at teaching yoga classes if you like the style of yoga that I teach. And so I thought, I think 2024 is going to be a year of retreats. And I've already decided that 2024 is going to be about my own healing. I'm still healing from chronic pelvic pain that's related to the endometriosis that I have suffered for a lot of my life. It appears I don't have endometriosis anymore, but I do have some residual problems that result in chronic pelvic pain. And there's a lot that I can do to heal that. And I'll probably do a whole other podcast episode about that for other people that might suffer from something similar. But it made me realize that I need to be working on healing myself. And I think a lot of us need a lot of healing. And I referred to the pandemic just before. And I think so much has changed for a lot of us. And some of our dreams disappeared or they changed, or we were put under a lot of stress. I mean, I'm not a parent, but I know a lot of parents had to do a lot of extra schooling. And, you know, we've all got people in our lives who suffer from problems with their immune system or they're aging. And so there's a lot of stress around health for a long time. Here in WA where I live, you know, we couldn't travel for a long time. So it was a really stressful time. And I think, you know, now the cost of living is coming and there's all these other issues that are going on. I mean, I can't believe how many women in Australia have been murdered this year. Sorry for bringing the tone down a little bit, but it's kind of like, There's all this underlying stress that we are kind of dealing with all the time. And sometimes we don't even realize it, how much these things are impacting us. And so I think it's not just me that needs to heal in 2024. I think there's a lot of healing to be going on. And I think that retreats are a great way to do that. But I just mentioned cost of living. I know there's lots of reasons why retreats aren't possible for everybody. It is a really privileged thing to be able to go on a retreat because, it implies that you have enough money, it implies that you have enough time, it implies that you have enough confidence maybe to rock up with people you don't know or to rock up to a place, say like Bali, where there are swimming pools, you might feel uncomfortable in your body. So I wanted to talk through three different things about retreats. So how to go on a retreat if you don't have a lot of time, how to go on a retreat if you don't have a lot of money, and how to go on a retreat if you're worried about body concerns. So let's get going with the one about not enough time. I think a lot of women really worry about, not even women, a lot of people really worry about not having enough time for themselves. So it's kind of like, if I go on a retreat for 7 days, or if I go overseas, like who's going to look after the family, or will the family just fall apart without me, or will my house something go wrong with the house, or I can't take that much time off work because I'm in the middle of a project. Like, there's always lots of reasons why we don't have a lot of time, and I think that's got a lot to do with, if I get a little bit political for a second, kind of this really go 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 capitalist, masculine kind of energy world that we live in. We are applauded for our productivity, and we're applauded for how much we produce and what we're achieving all the time. So it can feel like we can't stop and take some time out for ourselves because we've got all this stuff we've got to get done. So something I want to just mention is that something I'm offering next year, but also you can get anywhere, because if you don't live in my town, this isn't help, mine's not helpful to you, but you can find in lots of different places, which is just a day retreat. One day. So not even overnight, it's just a 1 day experience. So I'm created one that's going to be happening in January, and I plan to have a few next year, so a few day retreats. And it's not even a whole day. It's like from 11 o'clock till 3 o'clock. So it's 4 hours. But it's amazing what 4 hours, quite, I was going to say concentrated, but quite carefully cultivated 4 hours. So if you have a good retreat host, can give you. You can learn to some relaxation tools. You could learn some self-care tools. There's lots you can learn in like 4 to 6 hours. So, if you have an issue with having enough time, I really recommend exploring the idea of a day retreat, whether that's one of mine or one that's closer to your own home. I wanted to point out something that's sort of related to this, although it was something that happened when I went on my 7-night retreat in Bali. I actually had a 3-week retreat in Bali. I had a week either side, pretty much. But I decided, I'd let go of my journaling practice. And while I was away in Bali, I decided to reinvigorate my journaling practice. And I have journaled every single day since I got back from Bali. And that was in August, and it's now pretty much December. I'm recording this on November 30th, but you might not hear it till December. It was one thing that I took with me from the retreat. And I think you can get that one thing from a 4-hour retreat in the same way you can get that one thing from a 7-day retreat. And so that journaling practice has really helped me manage my stress. I sort of got back from Bali and almost immediately my dog was extremely sick, and it's been quite stressful, and a few other things have been happening. I'm working on a really big project in my library job as well. So it's kind of like I kind of got home and hit the ground running. But this daily journaling practice, which I do at night just before I go to sleep, and I just kind of like clear out my head, means that I can sleep better. I can, you know, let go of the stuff that's stuck in my head so that I can rest, can really rest. So you can get that from a day retreat. So if you're lacking time, think about a day retreat. So if you're lacking money, and often lacking time and money are similar, like two sides of the same coin. If we're struggling with money, we often are overcompensating by working harder and doing more. So you could have both these issues. You could have all three of these issues. But let's talk about finances. What I would highly recommend is creating your own day retreat. So I know it's not as exciting and fun as going to someone else's retreat, but what you could do is create, 3 to 4 hours just for yourself. So whether that means, you know, if you've got children, you ask your partner to take them somewhere, or if you take yourself somewhere, and it could mean that you go for a beautiful walk in nature, sit and do a meditation, take out your journal and do some writing, and maybe treat yourself if you can to like a nice meal from somewhere. So it might be like a salad, a takeaway salad or something that's just a bit of a treat for yourself, and maybe do some stretching, some yoga. So you can go to my website, it's emmapollett.com, and on there, there's a couple of things you can download. You can download a free self-compassion meditation. There's also a free body love affirmations audio that you can download. There are some yoga videos on there that you can do. I think there's some journaling prompts. If not, I'll check. If not, I'll put some in the show notes to this podcast episode. So then basically all you need to find for yourself is maybe $15 to go and buy yourself a nice takeaway meal, and then you've got yourself a day retreat. So it's not exactly, as I said, as lovely as maybe going somewhere and having someone else host you, but it is a way for you to get some benefits. And you might do a meditation or do some yoga and decide, wow, this was really good. Maybe I could do this for myself every couple of weeks or every quarter, twice a year. And even that can be really transformative. It can be really a great way to reset your nervous system and take care of yourself. So the last one is if you have body image issues, which is really, really common. Like even as the host of a body love retreat, there are days when I rock up and I'm like, oh, I don't like the way I look in my bathers, you know? And that's not my fault. That doesn't mean that I don't love myself enough. That just means I'm surrounded by images of people with perfect bodies. And then there are always people at retreats that will have a better body than you, because that's just the way bodies are. So what you can do in this case is, obviously, if you're able to afford the time and the money to go on a retreat, is to find a retreat that will make you feel comfortable about your own body. And that's not to say you go and find a retreat where everyone has a, in quotation marks, worse body than you, but because that's not very nice. What I mean is you find a retreat like my retreats where, you know, we are all like-minded, we're compassionate, we're caring, and we have, you know, body neutral language. We're not there to talk about changing our bodies. We're not there, you know, like some retreats are all about wellness. I say that with quotation marks, meaning that there's, you know, not a lot of food and, you know, lots of activity. So you're trying to change your body while you're away on retreat. That's not what we do on my retreats. And there's lots of retreats out there that aren't like that either. So if you do have body image concerns, think about doing your research and finding a retreat that is supportive and inclusive. And there's definitely lots of them out there, including my own. So remember that retreats are about personal growth and rejuvenation. So yes, like we see in the media, you might think a retreat means you have to be away for 7 nights, or that you have to go away, you have to spend money with a retreat organizer, or that you have to look great in a bikini. But none of those things are true. You can go on retreat no matter what your body shape is. You can find a supportive retreat. You can go on retreat and not spend any money or hardly any money at all by taking yourself off on a retreat, or you could go with a friend and do the same thing that I suggested earlier. Or if you don't have a lot of time, then there are day retreats that are available. So I'll put a link to my retreats page in the show notes in case you're interested in one of my retreats. But as I said, there's lots of different retreat organizers out there, and there is definitely a way that you can find a retreat that suits you, or create a retreat with lots of free resources that will work for you as well. So I hope you get a chance in 2024 to go on a retreat. I hope it's a year of healing for you. And if you've been listening to my podcast in the past and you're back listening to it again, thank you very much. And if you're a new listener, I'm so glad you found me. And I hope to have a new episode for you soon. Take care. Thanks so much for listening to the episode. Remember to jump over to emmapaulette.com to download your free self-compassion meditation.